Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Got a great show planned for you this evening, and thank you for being with us. We're not going to spend a lot of time deviating, going off into other stuff, and we're going to go pretty much with the subject area. I do want to bring something to your attention about the publication. Once again, my publication is out. I want to read one of the stories in the publication, and we're going to actually speak to that issue, and that will be our topic for the evening. Once again, we're going to speak to the issue of that, and that's going to be our topic for the evening. You're listening live to Your Half-Hour Inspirational Program. Your Half-Hour Inspirational Program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can certainly tune in to that show for topics that deal with strictly relationships, whether it's marriage, boyfriend and girlfriend, dating, divorce, children, families, anything that deals with coworkers, siblings, parents, anything that deals with relationships. That's what that show is about. So join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be glad to have you tune in. And if you want to speak to the host at any point in time, or my co-host, or you have a comment, you can certainly join us on the air. All right. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with our topic for the evening, preparing for your journey. Once again, preparing for your journey. We're going to go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our programming this evening. Father, we thank you for life on the strength, and we thank you for all the multitude of blessings that you give to us each and every day. Be with us and guide us. And these and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Tonight we're talking about preparing for your journey. If any of you all have ever been on a trip, which I'm sure those of you all that are over the age of 18 listening to the sound of my voice, you have been on a journey of some sort, whether that's going somewhere 50 miles, 100 miles, or 1,000 miles, whether you've traveled by car, plane, boat, truck, some other means of mode of transportation. But we do know that if you have traveled, then you know what it's like to prepare for that journey, especially if it was a favorable journey, like a vacation. You get so excited about these things, and you just can't seem to wait to actually get going. The journey might be something whereas you're, let's say you're planning to go on vacation next month, the month of October, the second week in October. Well, in preparation for that journey, there are some things that you know that you have to do to set things in motion, to set things in place, to put things in play for you to be able to have a successful journey. Well, you know, basically it's the same thing with our spiritual life. When we come to preparation for our journey, all of us who subscribe to be Christians, we are certainly looking forward to a journey to heaven, to the gates, going through those pearly gates that we talk about, that you hear in church almost every week. And so what you want to do is you're preparing here on earth for that journey. And that's how I see it. It's a preparation stage where you're it may seem that you have a lot of stuff going on, where there are those out there that may not even subscribe to the notion of having accepted Christ as their personal Savior, getting on task, getting on course with what they need to be doing for the journey. And see, it's the same, basically the same thing that as you prepare for, if your journey is coming up the second week in October for your vacation, a week-long vacation that you've been so desperately looking forward to after working maybe for a whole year and realizing that you're only going to get a week off for this vacation. Well, you're just saying, you know what, come hook or crook, no matter what, nothing's going to deter me from this vacation that I have been planning for, that I have been waiting for, that I have been longing for. Well, see, we need to make also that our mindset when it comes to talking about preparation for the journey to heaven. You know, to get there, once you get in, you know, then it's on, I kind of look at it like it's on God. You know, I just want to be able to make it in. And so that preparation that you did for this earthly journey, to go on that vacation the second week in October for that 1 week journey, for that 1 week vacation, you're saying, you know what, you start to count down when it gets about within 30 days. Even when it gets within 3 months, you're starting to count the month. And then all of a sudden you start to count the weeks. And you say, wow, you're starting to count these weeks and we're getting closer to that date. I'm looking forward to it. I just can't wait to be able to sleep late, you know, and go to bed late, as late as I want. Eat what I want to eat while I'm on vacation because I know that I don't have to listen to an annoying alarm clock. I don't have to listen to car horns, you know, beeping all over the place. I don't have to deal with aggressive drivers on the road. There's so many things that starts to play and overplay in your mind. You know, and it becomes rewinding, and you're just saying, I don't have to deal with all of this stuff, this nonsense. You know, I got a week off, and I'm just looking forward to just getting out of this place, looking forward to getting out of the environment or the culture of where you've been, you know, within that environment. So now what you're doing is you're saying, I just can't wait. I'm going. And so you're starting to tell your family members, you're starting to tell your friends, you know, look, I'm going to be on vacation, so I don't want anybody to bother me with no problems and this and that. Well, you see, when we're preparation for heaven, we need to look at that as being, this is a journey that it's so anticipated. I've just been looking so forward to it because, see, just like that journey preparing for the journey on earth to go on that vacation, you're saying there have been so many things, you don't know how many headaches I've had working day in and day out. I've just been waiting to just take a vacation where I can just let my hair down, throw my feet up. Don't have to worry about it. I can just watch television. I can just eat as much as I want to eat. And I can sleep as often as I want to sleep. I can go out and have entertainment. So in other words, in your mindset, what you're saying is that you don't want any problem surrounding you that you are normally dealing with on a daily basis. But at this time, you're looking forward to a time when there's peace, there's harmony, there's tranquility. There's something entertainment, something that you desire that's different from what you've been accustomed to. And you see, when we look at preparation for that journey, we're anticipating all of this. And it should be the same way that we anticipate that journey in preparation for the journey to heaven. You know, we want to get out of this rat race. We want to get out of the turmoil that we're facing on a daily basis. And so if I would be thinking, if I know we're not saved by works, and it is grace that saves us. It's not by works that man would boast, but it's by God's love. And you see, even when it comes to the Ten Commandments, you know, you say, well, I keep the Ten Commandments, and then et cetera, et cetera. You know, is that my ticket into heaven? Well, I believe you keep the Ten Commandments because that's your commitment to God. You want to do right. You want to do right by God, which is those first four commandments. And then you want to do right by your fellow man, those following six commandments. And see, you know, and that, I believe, is a good standard to live by. I believe that's a good standard to live by because God laid that standard out. And I think that when we look at that standard of living, I think that that is the standard. And if we go by that, I believe that within our hearts, we hold on to that commitment, not so much because we just feel that this is our assurance of getting into heaven, but it's because we feel that our love for God is our reason for keeping those commandments. Because God in his word, he says, if you love me, if, of course, is always used as a hypothesis or a hypothetical situation, if you love me, and in some cases in the Bible when it says if, it is suggesting that it's talking about when. But in this case, if, hypothetically speaking, you love me, you will keep my commandments. Spouse says to the other spouse, or a woman says to her husband, if you love me, you will be committed to me. If you love me, you will be faithful to me. If you love me, you will be loyal to me. If you love me, you will not abuse me mentally or physically. If you love me, and this is what God is saying to us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me. Excuse me. So the question becomes, if we're breaking the commandment, if we are re-crucifying Christ, who died on the cross for us, by breaking those commandments, each time you break those commandments, in my opinion, you're re-crucifying Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, for my sins. And so the Bible tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is what God is laying out there. And so you say, well, I want to make heaven my home. I want to go on this journey. Well, you know, someone has said that heaven is cheap enough. If we really, really believe and we anticipate going to heaven, going on a journey unlike any journey we've ever been on, preparing for this journey, unlike anything we've ever prepared for. If deep in our hearts we believe that enough, let me tell you something. If you just, and I know we can't even imagine what heaven is like, but just the thought of what we've even heard that the Bible gives account of, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what God has in store for us. I mean, if you just think about it, okay, you might be the richest person, one of the richest persons. You might have everything going for you in your life, but still you're not exempt from death. You're not. No man is exempt from death. And just a thought, you know, you're getting older. Every day you're getting closer to dying. That's what it is. Every day you're getting closer to dying. And so just imagine all the money that you have, that cannot extend your life forever on this planet. No matter how much money you have, no matter who you are not exempt from death. You are not exempt from wrinkles. You're not exempt from getting older. You're not exempt. There is no fountain of youth that's out there, not on planet Earth that I've been told about, unless there's something private that they're not telling you. But man is constantly trying to look younger, trying to constantly feel better, trying to find everything that he can to preserve life and extend it. How often do you hear people live to be 100 years of age or older? It's very rare, very rare. You can probably count the number of people that we hear about on the news from time to time. You can probably count them on maybe your set of hands. But let me tell you something. If you just think about it. The Bible tells us that man's lifespan, 70 years, and then, you know, that bonus is beyond that. That's a good thing. So when you hear people living to be 75 and 80 and so forth and so on, that's a bonus. They're in those bonus years, I call them. And let me tell you something. If you just, no matter what you have, and all of your accomplishments, all of your degrees, all of your money, everything, all of your assets, let me tell you, one day you leave here, and you better hope that you have prepared for that heavenly journey. That is my prayer for each and every one of you all that's listening under the sound of my voice, that you have prepared for that heavenly journey, because You know, we're told that Apple is coming out now with a new phone, you know, the iPhone 5S. And so now we're looking at, and then they got the C version, I think that's cheaper, but we're looking at Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple, who passed away at the age of either 56 or 57. I don't think he was 58, 56 or 57, and making millions of dollars. But with all of that money, his life could not be extended. With all of that money, he had to still go down in a grave from whence he came. He came from the mother's womb, but man came from the dust. God created man from the dust. And I'm telling you, he had to return with all of that. And he didn't even make it to age 70. And with all of his accomplishments. I mean, he did an outstanding job to come out with this product as a co-founder. But with all of that money, the billions of dollars, he could not extend his life beyond it because God is no respecter of persons. When it's your time, it's your time. And so, you know, we can only hope and pray that individuals out there, that they have prepared themselves not only to be successful on this earth, but prepare for that much anticipated journey with heaven, where, you know, we're told that you can live with Christ, you can live with God throughout the ceaseless, the never-ending stages of eternity. I mean, that means more to me than anything on this planet. I mean, to be able to go to galaxy to galaxy, and I mean, it's just, and to just be constantly learning. You know, I mean, knowing that you will never die. You know, there's no more sickness, no more tears, no more bills, no more agony, no more feeling like you've been defeated, deflated, any of these things. No more having to worry about inflation. No more having to worry about pain, anesthesia. No more having to worry about colonoscopies, worrying about any high blood pressure medication, any medications for liver, no more Lipitor, any of these things you don't have to worry about anymore. I mean, just to think, you don't have a pharmacy on every other corner. That's got to be one of the most beautiful things. And so when we talk about that earthly journey that you're going on the second week in October, only for 1 week, the thing that you lead up to with so much anticipation, and you just can't wait. And now it's 2 weeks before you start counting those days out. When you go to work, you're telling your coworkers, oh, I'm out of here. You know, when you hear the least sign of a problem, knowing that you had to get there, you say, I can't wait, man. I got 9 more days to my vacation. You know, then all of a sudden there's 6 more days. Then there's 1 more day, and you're celebrating. And you say, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. But just imagine that day before your vacation and something comes up. Something comes up. And now you can't go on that vacation because something comes up at work. And all that anticipation, all the anxiety that you've gone through for those 3 months leading up to that, just waiting for the countdown. And then you reach a day before, and you're disappointed. Can you imagine that feeling? Now, if you can take that feeling and multiply it, that you've lived all this time on earth, a number of years, past 30, 40, 50 years, and then you've been preparing for your journey of heaven all these years, then you get out here and you decide that, you know what, you don't love God enough, that you want to keep his commandments, that you want to go out and you want to do your own thing, that you want to go do things contrary because somewhere along the way, you've lost hope. Somewhere along the way, somebody has gotten into your ear. Somewhere along the way, in your preparation of your journey, you've listened to the wrong person. Somewhere along the way, you may have had a relationship that just didn't work out, and you were so madly in love with that person, and you thought that this was your soulmate. And that person just went on to be with somebody else or to marry somebody else, and it just crushed your world so much that you didn't feel like you want to even live anymore, that you have become so depressed. It could be that your finances, you invested your last $1,500 into something that just did not go well, and you lost your full amount of life savings, $1,500 or $15,000 or $50,000 for that matter. And then you've lost hope. And you decided, you say, well, God, how could you let me do this? How could you let me fall in love with this man? You know, how could you let me fall in love with this woman? When you knew that person wasn't the right person for me. You know, regardless of you ignoring the warning signs, you're blaming God. We're always looking to blame someone else. When God has clearly sent you warning signs, I am assured that God sends warning signs for every relationship that is contrary to what he has in store for you. And then later when we ignore it, when those days come that are challenging and trying, and you know that that's not the relationship for you, then you want to blame somebody else instead of looking inwardly. But let me tell you something. Heaven is cheap enough. If you're preparing that journey, let me tell you something. And no matter what comes along, this is the focus you need to have. But you know what? Heaven is my goal. I'm not going to let anybody or anything distract me from that anticipated journey. See, because it's like, man, when you got that journey coming up, that vacation coming up in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and you're close to that second week in October, you're going to take that 1 week off, and you're counting those days out. And then all of a sudden, the day before, your boss tells you, say, I'm afraid we can't let you go on vacation because we got an overload. I'm going to need you to be here at this job for the remaining of that week because we got some unexpected executives coming in from top management, and we need you to be here. We need you to get these figures right. We need to do X, Y, and Z. But see, just like man disappointed you, he burst your bubble. God is not going to disappoint you. When it's time for them, when your journey time, as you are prepared, you can look up and say, Lord, woo, I have been faithful. I have stood firm. I have walked the walk. I have taught the talk. I have held the faith. And Lord, I want to hear the word. Well done, O good and faithful service. Come into the kingdom. And see, that's what you want to be able to do. God is not going to disappoint you. God will never falter, and God will never fail. God will be there for you always. So as you think about it, as you think about your preparation for your journey, think about a journey that's more important than a vacation on earth. Think about a journey that's more important than a trip on earth. Think about heaven being your journey, your destination that you have been preparing for, that you have gone through and sacrificed certain things, just like Christ sacrificed his life for us. And he goes now to prepare a place for us that when we reach that destination, as a result of our preparation during this journey, you will meet loved ones that will be a family reunion unlike any family reunion that you've ever encountered in your entire life. You can't even begin to imagine because God has such greatness for you, his love. And he simply sends out, if you love me, keep my commandments. You see, God wants a relationship with you. That's what he wants. He wants a relationship with you. He knows that you're struggling with certain things. He created you. Who knows more about a Chevrolet than a Chevrolet dealer? Who knows more about the Toyota than the Toyota dealer? Who knows more about the Mercedes than the Mercedes dealer or the Jaguar than the Jaguar dealer? But the manufacturer, who knows more about you than he who created you? Huh? Who knows more about you? Absolutely no one. He knows the number of hairs that you have on your head. He knows your DNA inside and out because he created it. You know, you're like a binary code, the coding, like they use with computer numbers and that system. He put this system together, a perfect and an innocent system, a system that he breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living being. which man has a spirit, he has a soul. Man is a physical being as well. God put all of this together. Oh, that you are so magnificently created by the Creator himself. And let me just tell you something. It is worth it. So that journey, as I close this program tonight, that journey is going to be a journey that you can't even imagine. It's a journey like no other journey that you've ever taken. It's a journey like no other journey that you've even thought about, because you can't even imagine how beautiful, how magnificent, how awesome this journey will, this destination, this journey, once you get there, how it will be. And brothers and sisters, those of you all that are listening to me this evening, I say to you that I hope that it is my prayer that I make it in. And it is my prayer for you that you make it in. And I certainly hope that this program has been a blessing to each and every one of you all. And if it has, I'm encouraging you to let your family members know, let your friends know about this broadcast. We're not asking you for anything. If you want to support this ministry through subscribing to the publication, it's only $4.95 a month. But we will send you a free complimentary copy just by simply going to online at drjessewalker.com. I will send you a free complimentary copy. There's no cost, no obligation for that free copy. Just put in the subject line, request free complimentary copy, and we'll have that on its way to you. And I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been for me. And once again, I encourage you to tell your family and your friends about us. And let me tell you something. Don't lose hope. And don't let anyone or anything deter you from that anticipated journey of making heaven your home. Because, see, all that we have here today, now on planet Earth, is but a fraction of space and a fraction of time. That's right. You need to hear me clearly before I close out. All that we have here today is but a fraction of space and a fraction of time. This does not even equate to what's to come for you. So when we talk about preparing for your journey, think about a greater journey that to make heaven your home. Once again, that's my prayer for me, and that's my prayer for you. And again, tell your family and friends about us, and join us next Tuesday on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, where we talk about relationships. If you choose to bypass next Tuesday, we'll look for you here again next Friday from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, I say to all of my listening audience around the world, thank you for joining us. Good night. God bless. And thank you, God.